Dot com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And give me a call right now, because it's a new you, America. It's time for a new one. And I tell you what, so many people, when they email in, and they call, and we, of course, get your messages and things through the day, which we appreciate very much. You know, I always wonder, especially when we're looking through those and emails and things to use for the show, it always dawns on me how important just your questions are, because many people, they think, well, I don't know if I want to ask that, or, well, this has probably been asked 1,000 times when you're talking about blood pressure or whatever, but I want you to know that your questions are important, and they mean a lot to us. And it's never a dumb question, first of all, but it's never too small, it's never too big, never too long, that sort of thing. It always has value. Because remember, when you do ask a question, and we take it on the air, there's probably a lot of people that are listening right now that are dealing with the same thing. And so they're important questions. Your call's important too. You know, if you're sitting there, so many people say, well, I've been listening for 3 years and I'm a first-time caller, which I think is great. You know, I love to talk to all of you when you call in. It's very important to me. But just realize that you can always call. It's not embarrassing. It's not difficult. It's just you and me, just sitting here talking on the phone, basically. It's what it's like. And other people will benefit from it. You know, your question will strike a chord with so many people that are out there. And, you know, it matters. Just know that that's what this show's all about. It's about bringing good information, not just for you, but for others that are listening, to benefit them, to take them to another level with their health and with their life. Let's go ahead and kick it off with Patricia. Hi, Patricia. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hello?
Hi. How can I help?
Well, I called. I'm 86 years old, and I've been really well all my life. I've never had much problems. I had my tonsils out when I was 10. Otherwise, but now that I'm 86, and I don't remember how long ago this started, but my face and head sweat, and sweat runs down the back of my neck, and my hair gets it really gets wet. Now, I'm wiping my face now continually. Now, sometimes it's because it's hot, and sometimes it's because I perform a little effort and get that way. I'm up in New York now, and here it is, but I was sweating tonight at dinner.
Have you had your blood work done recently with your doctor?
Well, now that's a real good question. I think they tried to, yeah, but I don't remember anything outstanding or anything.
Okay, well, that's good. I mean, I would, if you haven't had it done, say, in the last 3 to 4 months, you might want to go and just have them run a simple test. They may want to look a little bit deeper and do some extra tests, but sometimes you could have some imbalances that could be causing that, or you could just be having some excess perspiration. If the adrenal glands get a little bit weak, then sometimes perspiration can increase like that. Potassium and sodium levels can be off a little bit, and it can increase it as well. So, you know, it just depends, but that might be a good thing to do if it's bothering you. Or are you feeling weak? Have your energy levels changed since this has started, or no?
See, I don't. I used to be active. Well, now I've slowed down unbelievable. I used to think my mother was slow, and she says, "Well, wait till you're my age." And she was going perfect. So I was a hustler, really, and I could get things done. But since I'm this age, I'm slowed down, I know. Yeah.
Well, you're still young. Just remember that. Like a spring chicken. So it's all, they say it's all in the mind. So you just got to get the body moving. And that's what they say, anyway. I'm not there yet, but I'm sure I will be at some point. So, but I'll tell you this, your mind really does play a big role. And exercise and staying active, you know, if you've always been kind of a little energizer bunny running around and doing errands and having multiple things to do throughout the day, staying active, even if it's just walking or doing something like that on a regular basis, 5 to 6 days a week minimum, will really make a difference in your mobility and make a difference in your structural integrity of your body and your fitness level. It can make a huge difference. So something to think about for sure as you kind of walk through this process. But just realize that, you know, the one thing when you're dealing with something like this and it's kind of weird, it's always good to go see your doctor and just have them check it out rather than, oh, it's probably a vitamin deficiency. Well, it could be, and it could be a mineral deficiency. That's true. But it's always good to have them take a peek at it. And that way, when you get some testing done, you'll be able to know exactly what it is. And, you know, if they've got a kind of a medical route they want to go, but you want to go more of a natural route, that's when you get maybe a second opinion or go to more of an alternative doctor and let them kind of guide you along the process. You know, but many times, again, it can be something pretty simple. I mean, sodium potassium levels could be off and, you know, increase something like chicken broth or beef broth, organic, of course, and, or celery juice, and those things can help as well. But, you know, again, it's always good to get some little bit of testing done, figure out exactly what it is. But I'm glad you called. Get that checked out. Keep me posted on how it goes. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Our email for the day is brought to you by Gene Me. Gene Me is a powerful company that's involved in genetic assessment testing. It's kind of a new testing outside of blood work to figure out what your exact DNA blueprint is. Pretty cool stuff. So you can check them out at getgeneme.me. But let's see. Emily actually says, I'm 16 and playing soccer this year. My coach says that I need to put on a little more weight. What's a good way to do this safely? Well, you know, being 16 and being probably really thin, I guess, you know, depending on what position you're playing, they want you to put on a little bit of weight. It's just eating good foods, really. At your age, I'm sure your parents have you, you know, on some form of game plan, or maybe you just eat whatever you want. If you're that thin and that little, you probably do. But I can tell you that at this age, you won't really think about it too much. And that's why kids, you know, teenagers, I don't want to call you kid, but teenagers do eat pretty much whatever. If you got a great metabolism, you're playing soccer, which means you're running nonstop. It's an incredible sport. Then, you know, you probably can eat whatever, but it's the quality of foods. And eating multiple times throughout the day is very important too. So your proteins, like your chicken, your fish, your beef, your eggs, your carbohydrates. And for you, I normally just say fruits and vegetables, but your starchy carbs will be good for you, like the sweet potatoes and the brown rice and those sorts of things. So get with your, you know, your parents and maybe your coach and come up with a game plan. But usually when you eat multiple times throughout the day, when you're an athlete like that, say 5 or 6 times every 3 to 3.5 hours, that'll help you retain your lean muscle tissue and actually maybe gain a little bit of the weight you're looking for. The healthy fats will help too. All your almonds and walnuts and cashews, all those kind of things are great. But keeping it in balance is definitely the key. And don't get too hung up on all the supplements and that sort of thing at your age. Stick more to the whole foods, and you should be good to go. All right, 888-283-7272. Give me a call right now, or check us out online, getwellradio.com. We'll be right back. America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today with a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices. They currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure.
H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals, 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans. April 2nd through the 8th. With free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. you missed some information on the show, check it there. We've got all our articles posted from the show. Also, don't forget, if you need to ask me a question, you can shoot me an email there. You can make it part of the show. And our wellness providers, these are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way that we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care. And our team is growing every single day. Check out the web and go to mywellnessproviders.com. Check it out there. We're going to go to the phones now and go to John. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
I'm living well. What's going on?
Well, I've got a bit of a nagging back issue. Okay. Been to my local dental practitioner, referred me to a back specialist at a pain clinic, and they did several MRIs, and basically, I didn't get a whole lot of help out of them, really. I wasn't sure how, I guess, but they told me they didn't find anything, but it's a really, really bad back pain in one particular spot in my back, and I guess my question is, how do I present this to them? What questions do I need to ask, or I guess, what do I need to say to this doctor or these doctors so that I get the right answers? And I'm sure you probably need to ask me some questions too, but I'm just not sure how to approach this so that I get the result that I'm looking for.
Here's the deal. Well, a couple things. First, with your doctors and who you've been working with, I mean, have they laid out for you? Well, have they laid out for you any options at all, or are you just kind of stuck where you are? You know what I mean? I mean,
let me be honest with you real quick. I kind of got the impression that they thought I was trying to get some pain medication or something out of them, and that's at all. And I don't take any drugs. I don't take anything. I eat organic foods. I'm fairly healthy. I'm just a fairly bad back pain for a little over a year. I have MRIs, and I keep getting the same response every time. There's nothing there. We don't see anything. And I'm not sure if it could be something else. Somebody suggested I could have gallstones or something, but I would think they would see something like that on an MRI, but I don't know that, but I'm just not sure what to say or how to approach it correctly.
And is the pain going down the leg at all, or is it localized? Like, is it in one area?
Absolutely. All the way down to the bottom of my foot.
Only on one side, though, right?
Only on the right side, yes, sir.
And have you gone to a chiropractic physician yet?
I've not been to a chiropractic physician, though. No.
I would do that. Here's why. I would just go get an evaluation, an opinion. Typically, in the medical side of things, what we do is you hear the options. The option is you got a pain like that, you got a neuropathy of some type that tracks down the nerve, goes into the foot. Okay, go in, we do an MRI, and everything looks clear. We don't really see a bulge, we don't see anything major. So at that point, we're going to give you pain meds and some anti-inflammatories, muscle relaxers, and let's see how it does in a couple of weeks. Okay. Now, typically, what will happen, first of all, let me just tell you this. For you to have that kind of pain, there's an issue going on with the disc in between the bones and the vertebra and the nerve. There's irritation around the nerve, period. Okay, that is what it is. So whether they see it, only if they see it on MRI are they going to do anything. Now, the options are they're still going to do the pain meds, anti-inflammatories, muscle relaxers, send you home 2 weeks. Hopefully the inflammation will go down. Symptoms will go away, and then you won't have to have surgery. If it persists and it stays bad and it's nagging, they're going to suggest some form of surgery, most probably, if there's something they can verify it with the testing. So that's pretty normal. The reason I like the option of chiropractic physician in this kind of situation is they give you several non-surgical options, and they're experts at what they do. So it's not just like cracking your neck and that's it. It's literally there's things like decompression therapy where if there is some degeneration in the disc in between the bones, there's some decompression that can be done that can help the disc stay healthy. And it's non-surgical. So there's that option. If the spinal bones are out of alignment, they can be worked on. Osteopathic physicians do this as well. They're called DOs. But that type of opinion and that type of option is not expensive. Insurance covers it normally if you do have insurance. And it would be a good thing to do, a good opinion to have for what you're dealing with. Because, it's a real rock and a hard place kind of deal to be stuck in because, again, the medical treatments, there's not a lot offered. So that's why you kind of get these answers or you kind of get looked at like, this guy's just wanting pain meds. You kind of get that. You're in a spot where you don't need to be because you're in pain, you don't feel good. And what is your age, again, by the way?
36.
Yeah, see, you're young, man. So what I would do is go get an evaluation from one of those type doctors and just see as an opinion. And if they offer treatments, maybe do a couple of weeks and see if you get any relief at all. Sometimes that can be resolved pretty quickly. But, I don't know because I don't know the overall situation of what you got going. But that would be a good situation. It's not so much of a supplemental issue like, hey, take this supplement or eat these foods. Those will come into play and they'll be important. And if you want to call me back, we can kind of hit those a little bit. But first go get an evaluation because by the docs looking at it from, I guess, more of an alternative perspective, non-surgical is probably a better way to put it. You'll know exactly what you're dealing with and then be able to come up with a good overall action plan, okay? Keep me posted, though, how it goes. Be glad to hear about it. All right, 888-283-7272. Right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Wondered what you're actually made of? Your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-3-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. If you're looking for a provider in your area, make sure to go to the website and find all your information there as well. Quote for the day comes from Lillian Hellman. It's a sad day when you find out that it's not accident or time or fortune, but just yourself that kept things from you. Powerful. Too much TV is now linked to kids' bad behavior. If you go to a pediatrician on a regular basis, you know, one thing the American Academy of Pediatrics always teaches is to limit TV watching to about 1 to 2 hours a day. Read to your kids on a regular basis and don't let the TV just be a big distractor for them. So they're saying too much television may lead to this bad behavior. There's a new British study. Video games did not seem to have a similar effect. Researchers at the University of Glasgow in Scotland tracked 11,000 children between 2000 and 2002. Parents were asked to describe their kids' conduct and emotional symptoms, as well as how much time their kids spent watching television or playing video games. And the the children who watch 3-plus hours of TV at age 5 were 13% more likely to fight with their peers and steal at ages 5 to 7. While playing electronic games at 5 years was not associated with increased risk of problems, according to researchers. But watching TV may not be entirely to blame. Kids who spend excessive time in front of the TV may also be physically inactive and have difficulty sleeping, and those could be contributing factors as well. So, you know, I'm a big fan of definitely turning the tube off with your kids and spending more time with them, obviously, but also, you know, doing things more educational. They've got a lot of educational type videos and things out that your kids can learn from. So it's not that the TV watching is bad. It's actually what you put on there that becomes the ultimate challenge. So that's definitely one thing to look into, because, I mean, our kids, it's everything. And the younger they are, the more impressionable they are. And that really is what's the most important. So keep an eye on that if you have little ones. 888-283-7272 lines are open with questions about your health. You can call right now or go online. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Cold sores, they say, may be a sign of cognitive issues in everyday health. They said the cold sores and, of course, the virus that can cause them could have major issues long-term. Researchers at Columbia University in New York and University of Miami in Florida found that people with higher levels of herpes simplex type 1 virus antibodies in their blood were more likely to have cognitive problems. For the study, researchers collected data on about 1,600 people with an average age of 69 in New York City. Blood samples were tested for 5 common low-grade infections, herpes simplex types 1 and 2, and the cytomegalovirus, chlamydia, and Heliobacter pylori, which is, of course, pretty common. Participants with higher levels of any of these types of infection in the blood were 25% more likely to have a low score on the cognition test called the mini mental state exam. The link was actually greater among poorly educated women in Medicaid or Medicare with no health insurance. And those who did not exercise also had lower scores. So interesting, that's for sure. 888-283-7272 lines are open. Give us a call right now. We'll go over to Jerry on the phones. Hi, Jerry.
Yes. Hello. How are you tonight?
Man, I'm living well. What's going on?
Thank you for taking my call. I've listened to your program a lot, and I just wanted. I had a question for you. I'm 46 years old. There's a history of high blood pressure in my family, my father and my siblings. For about 4 years now, I've been taking 10 milligrams of lisinopril a day, and I've tried to control a lot of it with my diet. That didn't seem to help, so just in the last month, my doctors set me up to 20 milligrams of lisinopril. And I've been on that for about a month now, but I'm also noticing as I get my blood pressure checked, it's dropped a little bit, but I'm still hanging around like 140 over 98. And I'm just wondering if there's anything I can do apart from the medicine to maybe help that come down, and what you would advise for that.
Well, what have you done so far? Have you made any changes, or has your doctor made any changes?
As far as my diet, I eat fairly healthy. I don't eat regular meals. I travel a lot. But as far as my activity, I don't exercise regularly. I'm not overweight. I weigh about 185. I'm 5'11". But I do a lot of projects around my house. I do a lot of landscaping and painting and different things out in the yard. So I'm active during the day. Thus far, my doctor hasn't suggested anything as far as diet. I try to watch my salt intake. But I'm just kind of getting concerned as I get older. I know they say, you know, that high blood pressure is cause for strokes and heart problems, and I just don't want that to happen. I do have a history of that with my grandparents.
Okay. So having a history like that and having those concerns, Have they said that that's a major factor? Did they tell you that that was just something that's expected and is what it is and you're kind of stuck with it?
I think so. My doctor was concerned about my stress level, which, you know, I live out in the middle of an Amish community, so I don't have very much stress level. I'm single. I have a fairly good life. I enjoy my life that I have, but she's pretty much told me this looks like something I'm going to have to live with, but she has expressed some concern that we couldn't get it down where it needed to be.
You typically can. What is your height and weight right now?
I'm 5'11 and 185.
Okay. And how many days a week are you exercising, pretty much?
I probably, as far as regimented exercise program, I don't do that. But I probably spend 3 or 4 hours out in the yard, digging in the garden, painting the house or working in the shrubs. A lot of projects around the home, laying brick and stone. So I stay pretty active.
But you don't do what I like to call focused exercise, right?
Right. I have not. I have not done that.
Okay. Yeah, that's a big key. It's a real big key. So one of the things you want to do when you're dealing with blood pressure issues at all, I'll tell you an easy one, is getting what we call a mini trampoline, kind of one of those little, it's called a rebounder, but it's a little small trampoline. There's some real good studies on that they've done. And, you know, jumping on a mini trampoline, say 5 to 20 minutes a day, 5 days a week, 6 days a week, makes a huge difference, they say, in blood pressure. And, you know, these things cost like $100. There's a real good company that makes them called Urban Rebounder. And you go to urbanrebounder.com or like Dick's Sporting Goods, those kind of places have them. But they're really good. It creates a pumping mechanism. It pumps the lymphatic system, which helps lower blood pressure. And, of course, there's supplements out there that can help, too. But your diet is a big key. I mean, outside of like a low-sodium diet, which is pretty common for blood pressure, it's about the quality of foods that you eat on a regular basis. And that's what I would focus on. Because your low-inflammatory foods, your overall dietary habits, that's going to play a big role. You know, especially in the way that you support it and regulate it. Because, I mean, you can, the medicine manages, but it doesn't correct it, right? So you want to make sure you're doing things that you can kind of get to the root cause. Because just because grandma had it or grandpa had it doesn't mean you're stuck with it. That's just, you know, all genetics and it is what it is. Cardiovascular health can be helped tremendously by your lifestyle habits. And you're young, you know, what is your age right now? Jerry?
I'm 46.
Yeah, you're 46. Okay. So being 46, you're still really young. There's a lot of room and a lot of time to make some changes. Now, if you had to exercise 5 days a week, could you make that happen?
Yes, I could definitely make that happen.
Yeah, no major injuries or anything?
No, not at all.
Yeah, you just gotta make the time. What I always say is start out for like the first month and don't have any major expectations from yourself as far as, you know, going in there and working out like Arnold Schwarzenegger or running like some Iron Man. You just go in and the first thing you want to do is establish a habit. And the habit is to go 5 days a week and just exercise for about 20 to 30 minutes. That's it. Yeah, I don't care what it is. Treadmill, ride a bike, do some weight training. But just go in there consistently and develop that habit, because that is the first step. Then once you get the habit developed in the baby steps, you can go in and either get with a trainer or start learning better ways to get higher levels of intensity and get better results. But you kind of, you know, you build your way into it. But the bottom line is to be successful and to do well. But I'll tell you, that plays a big role. Some supplements that are good just to throw out there for you to do some research on. L-citrulline, L-arginine together have both shown some real promise. Magnesium deficiencies are pretty common, too, with blood pressure-related issues. So you might want to look at that. Garlic is also known, whether you eat the cloves of garlic or take the supplement form, to be very helpful. But keep me posted on how it's going. It's all about developing a good lifestyle plan.
Yeah. Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. That's interesting with guys. Prostate issues are on the rise, of course, and we're seeing that more and more. But did you know that early baldness may mean early prostate cancer? It's true. Going bald, which is not a cool thing at all, but to go along with that, you got to deal with prostate issues. They say that it's an early risk and a high risk for prostate cancer, especially if you're African-American. That's a new finding from the study in the American Association for Cancer Research. In the Journal of Cancer Epidemiology, it said the researchers reported on more than 300 African-American men with prostate cancer. More than 200 controls in the study were participated in the study of clinical outcomes. And the men had either a full head of hair or frontal or vertex crown baldness. We focused on African American men because they are at highest risk for developing prostate cancer, more than twice the likelihood to die from prostate cancer than other groups in the U.S., said Sharnita Ziegler Johnson at the Center for Clinical Epidemiology and Biostatistics at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. Now that is a mouthful. Although it's a high risk group for poor prostate cancer outcomes, no published study has focused on evaluating baldness as a potential risk factor. It's been one, though, for a long time. Researchers found 69% increased risk of prostate cancer among the men with any form of baldness. Risk for advanced prostate cancer diagnosis doubled in men with frontal baldness, and an association was even stronger among African-American men who were diagnosed with prostate cancer before the age of 60. So early onset baldness may be a risk factor for early prostate cancer. In the United States, prostate cancer is the most common cancer in men, with the highest rates in the African-American community, obviously. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, it's the second most common cause of death with most U.S. men. In 2009, more than 200,000 men in the U.S. were diagnosed with prostate cancer, and more than 28,000 died. A 2011 study published in the Annals of Oncology found that androgen hormones like testosterone that drive male development may play a huge role in both male pattern baldness and the prostate cancer. So although the link there is unknown, higher levels of testosterone or testosterone metabolites like DHEA may be responsible, said Ryan Welter, who's a physician. He's a hair transplant surgeon at the New England Center for Hair Restoration, about the new study. So I think the data is showing a relationship between baldness and prostate cancer that goes well beyond coincidence. And what is possible is that baldness and the prostate cancer are the result of similar hormone influences. Well, yeah, that's obviously the case. Although the Annals study concluded that androgens did not actually cause prostate cancer, further research could show that baldness is an important risk factor for prostate cancer. Baldness and prostate cancer incidence both increase with age, and although peak incidences are different with baldness, it's discovered that they both have a strong coincidence. So it's interesting. I mean, the whole prostate cancer issue, we're seeing it more and more, and it's becoming as almost as popular as women in dealing with breast cancer. So it's really become the big one that guys are dealing with, that's for sure. Check us out on the web. You got a question, go to healthcoachradio.com. Send me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. We're going to go to John now. Hi, John. Welcome.
Hello.
Good to talk with you, sir. What's going on?
I heard
earlier tonight, I was here, you're talking about people trying to quit smoking, and you were talking about your grandmother quitting. Do you recall that?
I do.
Okay, anyway, I just wanted to offer my expertise on, for whatever it's worth, it's just maybe another way somebody might be able to quit smoking. And it's called, it's actually to cognitive therapy. And years ago, I was in college, and I have a degree in psychology, and teacher was issuing students, we each had to do a demonstration on different therapies, and say, like, behaviorism, psychoanalysis, and so anyway, I was given cognitive therapy, and I did a little research and studying on it, and I got some information from the American Heart Association, and something I got from them caught my attention. It said that when you smoke a cigarette, whether you smoke one, you've been smoking for 20 years, or you just smoked your first cigarette, every cigarette has nicotine in it, some level of nicotine, and what I read was that nicotine goes directly, when you smoke the cigarette, that nicotine goes directly into your bloodstream. And that nicotine, which I also read is more, which is the most highly addictive substance on face of the earth, it takes, this was a medical fact according to this brochure I read, it takes 72 hours to get this nicotine out of your bloodstream. Okay?
Right.
Right there, that is, that 72 hours is constitutes exactly 3 days. And what people don't understand when they quit smoking, you're miserable as hell when you quit because your body is unconsciously craving that. Again, that's called a physiological dependence. And,
the dependence really gets to a place where it affects the dopamine receptors. And, you know, those dopamine receptors are really what the nicotine plays off of. And so when you use things naturally, like nicotinic acid, or you do things to build up dopamine receptors, you can really make a difference in somebody that's looking to quit. But that's a real good commentary piece on that. I appreciate you bringing that up. But, yeah, the cognitive therapy is also a great form of helping people quit smoking and kind of move on to a different habit. A lot of times it's called replacement therapy. You can go in and pick something different that will pull your mind off of it, like exercise. That's another hour in the charts. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither those nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.